Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, before we get back to it here, let's let people know we do have our contest still going here. Our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings featuring Hardy, Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and more at the Hard Rock Live at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th. For your chance to win tickets, text the word Hardy, that is spelled H-A-R-D-Y, to 20357. That is Hardy to 20357. If you want to buy tickets, you can go to starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates do apply, Joe. And as always, you want to finish it for me?
No, go ahead.
Don't text and drive. We're out here for the people.
Don't drink and drive, number one, and and drive. That text and drive is damn near as bad as it.
Well, they got that big sign, drive sober or get pulled over. They got
They got some creative ones.
That's like something they call you, rhyme it up.
Yeah, I see that somewhere. It's like they'll put a new one up. I'm going, oh, all right, Highway Patrol, nice. Something kind of creative there.
There's another one where it's something to drive something and arrive alive.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
What is that one? I don't know what that one is.
But they do rhyme up. Yeah, and I see them, very creative. That's pretty good. I like that.
And sadly, most people disregard a lot of those things.
Yeah.
It seems like on our local highways.
Can you do me a favor, though, out there for all of us? In, don't get in the fast lane and text and, like, swerve and go 60 miles an hour. Don't. I mean, if you want to, just get over in the slower lane, and then you can text your ass off if you want. Just go and you can swerve and go, oh, they're texting and driving slow. But you can't get – you can't – get on the turnpike. I hit the turnpike on my way home and get over the left and somebody's always driving 55 or 60. And sometimes it's a business. It's a company. Actually, they even put a number if you have a complaint. I would never do that for ratting some guy out for on a way to a job that's sitting there texting and swerving all over in the fast lane with
something FHP, right? To get the highway patrol.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
You're not a rat out there, huh?
I'm not a text rat, no. Mm-hmm. I don't know about it. My sister just recently told me, she's in the Bay Area. She made a call, the Highway Patrol. The guy was clearly, she said she got up close. She could see he was hammered.
Yeah.
And it was all over the place. And cars were like spreading out away from him. And she said she made a call. And they
how'd
all,
it go?
I don't they have help? Any idea. I'm not. You know, oh, I don't know about that situation. That's a bad one.
I'm always fascinated. We go on these highways, the difference in like you have one guy driving a buck 20, then there's another guy driving 40.
And you're
everyone's
right. Everyone's
just in their own world.
Wood, we got our own deal too. You can, I see it and you see it in the 4 o'clock hour or early five going to work.
Oh man.
And you see a little bit of you see 100 mile an hour.
That's what I don't get is like who at 5 in the morning is that like jacked up that they got to drive that way.
But then you'll see somebody that's going, I got to get caught up on the news and see what happened on TikTok last night.
Yeah.
And they get over and they just want to drive. Man. Yeah. TikToking.
Yeah.
Not that I haven't.
Do you know what the speed limit is? Just out of curiosity, you know what the speed limit is on 95 right here? This is the death way, right? Like where from Golden Glades into Miami. I think that's like the deadliest stretch of highway on earth.
I don't know. Don't they give the slowest speed and fastest speed?
They do. They have a minimum speed. Yeah. I think it's 45 and 65.
So you can go 45 on 95.
I think that's the minimum.
Because there are people going 45 in the morning.
Oh, yes, there are.
They drive real slow. They're real careful.
Don't you always envy those people, though, to an extent that, like, they can drive so leisurely? Like, they just have nowhere to be.
That's early in the morning.
I love that, though, man. Like, you're driving 45 on 95. You just don't have anything going on.
And then you'll see, you'll have somebody to your left flying by you. hitting numbers, like we said, close to 100.
Well, I think the turnpike is riskier, right, as far as getting pulled over. Now, this stretch of 95 is just a, I mean, that might as well be the Autobahn, but like, isn't the turnpike has like more.
I got to tell you, the worst is right out here in front. These guys, these three or four guys, and there's three or four of them in this small little area.
Oh, this road right here.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right by Miami Shores.
What is this? Second Street?
Is it Second Avenue, I think.
Second Avenue. Watch out, man.
Yeah, it's 30. That's a 30 street.
What the hell? They come up with 30 in the morning.
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, you do.
Well, yeah. You set the, you, man, you let us know about
and
that.
And they're
one.
Pulling on. They are writing the Miami Shores police on there. They're writing a record amount of tickets because on my way out of here, they got them pulled over two at a time, man.
Well, if you come from the south, I used to come from the south, right? You can go as whatever speed you want coming in. But if you're coming from the north because you're crossing through Miami Shores, you got to be careful.
Yeah. Miami Shores doesn't mess around.
Nope.
They got one mission to get you on a ticket. All right. Hey, listen, we've got a lot of stuff, Woody. A lot of stuff to get to. A lot of Dolphin stuff. And I must have got six or seven texts. What is it going to look like with, and some of them weren't even here. This is some with family. What's it going to look like without Tyreek? I said, man, he's going to be missed, obviously. And but like Mike said, man, life goes on. You know, there are four or five other teams that lost key guys here in recent days. And like I said, man, you hate to see anybody get injured, but when you do as a fan, you just, you know, you wish you could pick them on who's going to get injured. And Tyreek's a big, big loss. But, hey, Mike put in a great game plan with Tyreek and without Tyreek to finish off that game. And I thought that was some of his best work, by the way. I thought Mike was that good on and listen, the Darren Waller story, which he gets credit for that one, too, getting him in and using him the right way without overusing him. But he got everybody involved. He stuck with the running game. It was like, Mike, man, you're never going to be perfect, right? There's always going to be a call you second guess, like, why'd he run that? But Mike was on his game, man. Mike was on his – he was dialing up winners, and it was great for Tua. It was great for the offensive line. And when you see all these people start to play well, and you're going, wow, what was different besides you're playing the Jets? And a lot of it had to do with Mike came up with some things that we haven't seen yet this year that he saw. And it started, by the way, with us not deferring the ball to the second half. You know, put the defense out there. Now, listen, he knows the defense having their own problems. Probably had a pretty good idea what the Jets were going to do because it was the same game plan as everybody else, and that's run between the tackles at the Miami Dolphins defense. But I like the fact he said, hey, man, let's get off to a good start. It starts with us. It went down, kick three, then get the takeaway, go right down and get seven more. And it was just it was the use of everybody. You know, it's kind of funny. Nobody talking about the offensive line, right? Offensive line they were fine in the last game.
They were. I just out of curiosity, because this is going to come up here, that the Mike's hot seat, right? Is it still hot, or are we going to give a pass because of the situation?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, where do we stand on all that, right? Because there were a lot of people talking about this guy might not make it past the first month of the season.
So if they would have lost that game
think if they would have lost that game, that would have been it?
No, I don't think it would have been it I think the owner's a very patient man to start with.
Yeah.
And I think the owner really likes, part of it is if you like a guy and you see it, and the owner's on top of everything. He's around here. He lives in Palm Beach now. He's not up in New York. And I think he's down here a lot more and he's around the team. But I didn't think that, just to get to your point.
Bigger question is,
they weren't going to fire anybody unless they lost by three touchdowns and it looked like nobody cared.
Can they spin this to Mr. Ross in a way that it like, hey, you know, this season was a mess. We need another shot at this thing. Can they spin it in that way where you kind of start blaming injuries or anything like that?
I think right now that the only thing is you guys all keep going ahead on me. They're going to be 2-3 here. And what do you think?
I think they have a good chance to win that game.
That's all.
You know what the line is, right?
No.
It's a pick'em game.
Okay. But you saw... No, Carolina had a good game against Atlanta, but you saw what they did last weekend.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing, and you're doing this, and it's not... You're doing the Dolphins a disservice by essentially counting this as a win before they play the game.
This is a game. If you're the Miami Dolphins, you should win, yes.
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Don't bro me. But I'm just telling
you. I got to bro you because you're giving them a win before they even play the game.
Well, I'm just telling you. And you're kind of irresponsible. But you're sitting here telling me they're going to lose, basically.
No.
Every angle is yours is they're going
to
lose this game.
I am going to bet that game, and I'm going to take the Dolphins to win. But if we come in on Monday and they played a poor game and they tripped up, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, I can't. It's the upset of the century.
No. They put themselves in a situation where these games are – You lost.
I think you're doing
them
a little bit of a disservice by like just saying they are 2-3.
Well, I'm not going to come in here and give you a countdown on when those guys are going to get fired because I don't know. Number one,
and well, more of a big picture is like, if can they sell Stephen Ross on like this season has gone off the rails? It's not our fault.
No, that's not doable.
Okay, because I believe that's kind of what they've been able to hang
Mike,
their hats on,
Mike
right?
just like, came out. Mike said it.
Mike takes all the bullets.
Mike just said, hey, man, nobody wants to hear about one of my best players going down.
No, Mike takes all the bullets. There's no question.
So,
but again, I don't know what they've been able to sell the owner on in the past is kind of what I'm getting at here. Like, what did they sell Stephen Ross on towards the end of last season that he was like, all right, I'm going to type this thing out. It'll be ready to go as soon as we blow the last game.
I don't know.
Win or lose, we're going to send this thing out. You guys are coming back. Like,
I don't know. I can't answer that because nobody had an answer that I know.
Like, do they go in there and say, hey, listen, you know, Tyreek's going to be back for the start of next season. We're going to be good again.
I think Mr. Ross had all the information because the decision was made before the Jets game, the final game. They had that thing all written up and it was out right after the game.
I was ready to roll, yep.
They made a decision before the start of the last Aaron Rodgers game in New York. And I just think he said, whatever, talking to everybody, hey, I'm going to do it again with these guys. I'm going to give them another shot. And that's kind of where they are. And it's not going to end after, you know, again, unless it go back, we have another game like the Colts, which was just, you know, was really
the
bad.
The Colts actually ended up being good at least. So,
yeah.
That's refreshing, right? I mean,
I don't know if it's refreshing.
Well, if the Colts were 1-3.
Culture.
You'd be not feeling great this
morning.
Pretty
damn good. We got to go to break, man. We are super late. We got a little fired up on that new kickoff return, and now guys are all kicking it. We're finding out. And if you don't believe it, go watch your favorite kicker in any NFL city. And the last kick is usually somewhere in the mid-50s. And watch by how much they make it by and realize, holy crap, we also have a kicker that can make it from 60-something yards. And it had Vic Fangio pretty fired up. It is pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Trying to get more scoring in the NFL, man. Let's be honest. Sorry, defense. We need more scoring.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.